thank you that we sit with you. You rescued us, you saved us, and you preserved us for that day to come, when we will be unveiled with you in your splendor, in your glory. Thank you that in the meantime we can rejoice, we can thank you, we can praise you, and thank you for this moment, thank you for this day. Now we ask that you speak with us through your sermon, through your word. And we pray that above and beyond his voice we would hear you speaking to our conscience, to our heart, to our soul. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, and kind regards from our assembly in Potsdam. Let us open our Bible in Matthew 25. We want to think about the parable of the 10 virgins. And we read verse 1, the beginning. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. And first let us think about the first word. The Lord starts this parable with the word then. And it is really very important to think about what time he is talking. So, and when we think about this, we think about the prophetic meaning of this parable. And this will be our topic today. To which time does the Lord refer? Then is the beginning, and he refers to what he has said before, and what he has said before is written one chapter earlier, chapter 24. And there we read about a question of the disciples. In 24 verse 2, the disciples asked, in verse 3, now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And then the Lord tells them about the, and what he is telling is the answer to their question. What will be the sign of your coming in glory?
End of the age.
So we have another chapter in Luke 21 where the Lord answered a different question. And we will compare the both and think about it. In Luke 21, verses 5 to 7, we read, then as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and donation, he said, these things which you see, this means the temple, the building, the days will come in which not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. So they asked him, saying, teacher, but when will these things be, that no stone of the temple will be left on top of another? And what sign will there be when these things are about to take place? And then the Lord tells them, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by the armies of the enemies, then you know that the time of Jerusalem's destruction has come. And the first church in Jerusalem realized that this was the fulfillment of the Lord's words when in about 68 the Roman army surrounded Jerusalem for the first time, and then they withdraw, and finally in 70 the Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. But in the meantime, the disciples who understood the words of the Lord withdraw from Jerusalem and survived this terrible time of the destruction of Jerusalem. But in Matthew 24, the disciples ask another question. And from it is the same teaching of the Lord, but Matthew takes the main theme of the end of the age and the sign become which will be visible before the coming of the Lord in glory, and Luke takes another main viewpoint. And the main viewpoint of Matthew is the time before the coming of the Lord in glory. And in verse 15, a sign is given, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of the house. And let him who is in the field not go back to his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant, to those who are nursing babies in those days, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on Sabbath. And then, because there will be a great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world unto this time, no, nor ever shall be. So this is the sign before the coming of the Lord in power and glory. Will the church will see this sign? There are different interpretations, but we are sure that the Lord has not destined us for his wrath. And let us look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9. And a similar verse you find in Romans, also 5:9. But I read only 1 Thessalonians 5:9. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. This word wrath is a special theological expression, a terminus technicus, and means the wrath, the judgment of God. When God himself will carry out the judgment in the day of his wrath. And this day of his wrath is described in detail in Revelation. We don't talk about this, but we know that we have the promise that we are not made to go through this day of wrath on the earth, but to have the salvation. And this salvation is taking part in the rapture. So, from this we understand that the time the Lord is talking of about the 10 virgins, then shall be the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, is the time of the last things which are spoken of in chapter 24. Then the 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. That's the beginning, that's the end of the verse 1. What does it mean that 10 virgins took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom? This is speaking of people who are expecting the coming of the bridegroom. Who can this bridegroom mean, be? Let us go to John 3, when John the Baptist is talking about what he is has to do. John 3, 29, he who has a bride is a bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, John the Baptist, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. So this is well known to the disciples to whom the Lord is telling this parable. And when the virgins go out to meet the bridegroom, the virgins are not the bride. Why not? We have to understand that the wedding the Lord is telling about in this time, 2,000 years ago, had two main phases. In the first phase, in the evening before the really marriage, the bridegroom went with his friends to the house of the bride's father and received from the bride's father his bride and led him to the house, to his own house, and led her into the bride's room. This was in the evening before the really wedding feast. And then in the day after this evening and night, the guests are invited to come to the wedding feast. And in the evening, there is this baldachin and surrounded by the bride's virgins and all the guests further around, and then the wedding starts and goes on with a long meal of the wedding feast. So these two phases of wedding at that time are well known to the hearers. And in our parable, the Lord does not mention the bride. So we should not mix up the virgins with the bride. There is a clear difference. The bride is already in the room, in her room, in the house of the bridegroom or the house of the father of the bridegroom, and the virgins are invited in a later time, and then they come to join the marriage feast. Now we go further on, but what does the torches mean? Let me first read the verses 2-4. Now five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. These lamps were big torches for use not in the house. You know these little oil lamps which you can buy. They are for use inside. But the torches, the lamps which are here mentioned with the virgins who went out to meet the bridegroom, they are made for outside use. And they have a big fire and only a small vessel for oil and have to be refilled quite often. So we read that the foolish took their lamps and no oil with them. But when the bridegroom, verse 5, was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. What does this mean with the lamps? They have only oil for some minutes, and when they started to sleep, the lamp were out. They had no witness. What does a lamp mean? We remember when the Lord Jesus speaks about you be the light and the salt and so on. The lamp, the light, is a witness of our Lord Jesus, a witness that he is the bridegroom. Now, when all sleep, this means that these 10 virgins have no witness to Jesus Christ as King Messiah. When the church is here on earth, will there be any time that the church has no witness at all? I don't see from the Bible any possibility of this. The church has always the witness that the Lord Jesus died for the church and for the world and will come again in power and glory. This is the witness of the church and is going on from Pentecost till the rapture. But these 10 virgins slept all, and their witness was finished. The lamps were out. Now, in verse 6, at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." What could this be, this cry at midnight? There is a magazine, the Midnight Call or Midnight Cry, I don't know exactly. This is something about the prophecy of the Lord's coming. And I asked myself, what future event might awake the 10 sleeping virgins? And my understanding of this is that this probably will be the rapture. But if the rapture is a sign for the virgins that the bridegroom is near, they must have heard about the rapture. So it's an important thing that the virgins are told about the rapture. Who can tell them when not the church? I think this is one of our witnesses, that the bridegroom will come. Now in verse 7 we read, "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps." Trimming the lamps mean to clean them and put fire on, then the lamps are shining. What will happen to a lamp without oil? It goes out immediately. What may be the meaning of the oil? From the scripture we can take that the oil stands for the Holy Spirit. This is a possible interpretation. So all trim the lamps, but only the wise are able to have burning lamps, to have a witness. And what is the witness? The witness is the bridegroom is near. The King Messiah is coming. The King Messiah is at hand. In chapter 24, verse 14, we read, "And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world at a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." therefore, when you see the abomination, and so on. So the kingdom of the gospel of heaven will be preached. There are some who believe that there is no difference between the kingdom of grace, which is preached in the church today, and the kingdom of the gospel, heaven. Here we have read, the kingdom will be preached in all the world, and the gospel of the kingdom is the same gospel that was preached by John and by the Lord Jesus in the time till he died. And this kingdom will be preached again after the rapture. So, this kingdom, the Lord told the disciples already, will be preached. And now he tells them in a parable that the five wise virgins have burning lamps. This means they have a witness, and this witness is the witness of that the kingdom of heaven is near. We may compare this to the 144,000 in Revelation 7, who are during first half of the seven last years of Israel secure during the time of the beginning of God's wrath. So this is a possibility to understand this, but one thing is clear. When they preach the gospel of the kingdom to all nations on the world, they must know the king. They are going out to meet the bridegroom. They know their bridegroom is the King Messiah. And this is their message. And they say, the coming of the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and they are filled with love to their bridegroom and to their King Messiah, and preach, driven by this love of their King Messiah and bridegroom. A very effective message to all the nations in the world. Now, let us go back to the 144,000. We read in Revelation 7, verse 3, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." What may the sealing, what meaning may the sealing have? In Ephesians 13, we read about the sealing with the Holy Spirit. This is a sealing every true member of the church has received, sealed with the Holy Spirit. So before these 144,000 are sealed, the day of wrath cannot begin. That's a very important thing. And if you read Revelation and think about these prophetic things, we have to think about it. They are sealed, and before the sealing of these first fruits, they are called first fruits also in Revelation 14, before the sealing is finished, the day of wrath cannot start. Before the beginning of day of God's judgment, this time, just before this day of judgment, may be now. We all are more or less convinced that the day of God's judgment is very near. If we look how the world looks now, but we are not afraid of this day of judgment because we know the bridegroom will come first and lead his bride to his father's house. So we read in verse 8 and 9 what the foolish said to the wise ones. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should be not enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. So this means from the time the wise were, all the ten were awoken, that it takes a time till the bridegroom really comes. And from the total of the prophetic scriptures, we know that this time, that the 144,000 are preaching the gospel of the kingdom, it is probably 3.5 years. So they need the oil till the bridegroom comes. We don't know what happens to the foolish virgins. They left the wise and went to get oil. That's all what we know. Then we come to verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him in the wedding, and the door was shut. So the wise were prepared. They had burning lamps. They had the witness of the coming bridegroom and King Messiah, and they were led in to the wedding room, and the wedding could start. This is now the beginning of the second phase of the marriage, which I mentioned earlier, the evening of the second evening after the bride was taken to the father's house, the bride father's house, the bridegroom's father's house. The wedding starts the second evening. And then the door was shut. Now we read in verses 11 and 12, after the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. What does this mean?